Hello, today on Chandler's Creepy Podcast. Today we'll be reading two stories. Today's category is ghost stories that will haunt you till your death. The first story is Three Knocks in the Dead of Night. Something strange happened to Joey and their grandma. One night, they stayed up late watching The Walking Dead. Their grandma had never seen the show before, so they'd spent the past few nights binging late into the night. It was about 4 a.m. when the two turned off the television and the lights and called it a night. Their grandma went into her room, and our Reddit user went to the bathroom to brush their teeth. That was when they heard three light knocks right behind them. Since the bathroom was connected to their grandmother's room, they assumed it was her checking to see if they were in the bathroom. They answered, but didn't get a response. When they left the bathroom and met their grandma in the hallway, she asked what the user wanted. Confused, the writer said that they thought she was the one knocking on the bathroom door, but grandma had also heard three knocks on her door and thought it was the Reddit user. As it turned out, they both heard the quiet, distant knocks. They searched the house to make sure no one had broken in, double-checked the locks, and finally went to bed. Their grandma has one deceased son and one son that has been missing for almost a year now. The user believes that the knocks had something to do with the missing men. Perhaps they were trying to reach out to their beloved family. Whew, that's a pretty spooky one, guys. I hope you liked that one. This one's kind of long. Story number two is called A Ouija Board Warning. Last year, Joey went to a friend's house for a party around 1. In the morning, the group decided to use a Ouija board. The Reddit user was the only one who believed an account of the paranormal, so she was hesitant when her friends brought out the board. But instead of giving her friends one reason to tease her when it came to the paranormal, she acted as if she didn't believe in such activity. They began asking the board questions. They started with a few normal questions, and nothing really exciting happened. Then someone asked if the spirit wanted to hurt them, and it responded with only one. The group started to get creeped out at this point, and rightfully so, when one friend asked the natural follow-up question, who? The board spelled out Natasha, the Reddit user's full name. It should be noted that she doesn't care for their full name and has everyone call her Tasha instead. Tasha then left the room while her friends continued playing, but found out later that night the group forgot to say goodbye to the board. Anyone familiar with the Ouija board knows that closing the interaction with the spirits is crucial before stopping use of the board. Needless to say, she was nervous. After this, Tasha has no memory of the night. She only remembers getting a migraine and nosebleeds. Her friends took videos of her acting strangely, speaking with a changed voice, and a few instances of her talking in other languages. However, that night wasn't the only time this happened. In the day following, Tasha's parents reported the same things happening once again. She remembered nothing but migraines and nosebleeds. About 2 weeks later, she was back to normal, or so she thought. Tasha was suddenly hospitalized for an excruciating pain in her kidney, so bad that it almost shut down. The doctors tried everything but couldn't figure out what was wrong. Then one day she was scheduled for surgery. The pain suddenly stopped one day later. Tasha was released. Since the incident, she has never felt like she was truly alone. Sometimes she feels someone's grabbing her hand or neck, making it difficult to breathe. Tasha has always believed in the paranormal, but this experience made it far more real for her. Some pretty spooky stories. I hope you guys like that, and I will see you next time on Chandler's Creepy Podcast.